Welcome back in, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Darren McFarland. We are live at the Nashville Super Speedway as the Ally 400 coming up on Sunday. We'll get things started tonight with the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series tomorrow, and then the Big Daddy, the Cup Series, returns for the first time since 1984, and that is going to be awesome on Sunday. We say hello now to Kyle Petty of NBC Sports. He does a tremendous job with their NASCAR coverage. So 1984 at the fairgrounds, I'm pretty sure Kyle Petty would have raced out there. Am I right?
I did race out there, man. So that was, I guess, 80, 81, 82, 83, four of those 4 or 5 years before before we went away. And then I used to come up here with my dad all the time. So I've been to the fairgrounds a million times. I'm looking forward to the Nashville Super Speedway, man. I'm looking forward to this one.
Yeah, it's going to be cool, this 1.3-mile facility. And, yeah, the name Petty in NASCAR, obviously a big one, but Nashville in NASCAR was once a big deal, and it feels like, Kyle, that it's becoming a big deal again. It's really cool to see the sport want to be here.
Yeah, you know what, and I look at this both ways, because it's cool to see the sport want to be here, but it's cool to see the city and the area want the sport to come back and be a part of this. You know, I've said it, you know, we've been talking about this for ever since they made the announcement. It seems like, you know, NASCAR was the left hand and music and Nashville was the right hand. And finally, these guys are back together again. You know what I mean? And they fit perfectly and they work perfectly together and they're in sync. And, you know, it is everything that we thought, that everybody thought it always was. I mean, we used to come up here in the 70s and go to the Opry at the Ryman with Marty Robbins. He would take Cale Yarborough and Bobby Allison and my dad and guys like that, and stand on the side of the stage at the Opry. So, I mean, we've always had that connection with different guys who have come out of the music industry and been a part of NASCAR. But, to be back in this town is really special.
And, you know, the unique part about it, Kyle, is, you know, they're racing out here at the Nashville Super Speedway. Eric Moses and his crew, they've done a great job fixing this place up. It sat here for 10 years and nothing was going on. And now they're hosting cup racing. But, you know, the fairgrounds is still a very real possibility with SMI and Marcus Smith, those guys. How crazy would it be for one market to host two races at two different facilities? That's something the closest, I guess, you could really say that's happened is when the Xfinity and Truck Series raced at IRP and the Cup was at Indy Motor Speedway.
I'm not going to say it's not unheard of. I will say it's kind of crazy, but I mean, listen, Nashville's got to be excited. You've got the Cup cars coming and everybody out at the Speedway, out at National Super Speedway. And at the same time, you're having an Indy car race in the streets, man. So everybody's coming to town. So if you want to throw the fairgrounds into that mix, you can't have a conversation about Nashville and motorsports without having a conversation and including the fairground speedway in it. Just because Neil Bonnet raced there, Cuckoo Marlin, Sterling Marlin, Neil Bonnet, everybody that was anybody, Darrell Walter, came through and cut their teeth there in the lesser divisions and was there in the NASCAR division. So, you know, it's part of it. That would be crazy to think we came to town twice in two different locations. Man, if we're going to come to town twice, if NASCAR is going to come to town twice and run the Super Speedway, the short track, why don't we just run in the streets with the Indy cars too? Why don't we just take over the whole town?
Kyle Petty is with us from NBC Sports. You have a new primetime TV series, Dinner Drive with Kyle Petty, which is going to premiere on July 8th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on Circle Network and Peacock. That sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us a little more about it.
Listen, it was a lot of fun. And the premise of the show is give me a vehicle, whether it's a boat, plane, train, automobile, I don't care, that's sentimental to you. Dale Jr. is our first episode, and his is a 1988 Chevy S10 pickup. Davis Love III was a fishing boat. That's his sentimental. Darius Rucker, I did one with him, and his is a Karmann Ghia, a convertible Karmann Ghia he rides around Charleston in. So, that's a gateway. That gets you into a conversation about, you know, what they are, who they are, You know, Dale Jr. talks about his concussions. He talks about his wife and his kids. Darius talks about how much Charleston and how much Charleston, South Carolina meant to him, and how much that's just a part of his soul and who he is and how he reacts to things and the man that he's become and the singer that he is. So I did my dad, Mario Andretti, Ric Flair, man. I'm looking forward to everybody seeing the Ric Flair episode. It was pretty cool. You know, I'm doing Pitbull. That I'm excited about that. Herschel Walker. I mean, it's an eclectic group of sportsmen and you know, entertainers and just you put them all together and they have a lot in common. And if you watch every episode, you'll see that they have a lot in common. And it was just a lot of fun for me. And I tell people, thank you, Circle Network, for allowing me to do something that I wanted to do, because if everybody watches it and nobody likes it, I still had a good time doing it. That's kind of guy I am. I just had a good time doing it.
How cool is it? You mentioned Pitbull, to have him now involved in the sport as a car owner with Trackhouse. I mean, it shows how diverse this sport is becoming, but it also goes back to what we were just talking about, mixing music and entertainment and then racing.
Yeah. You know, listen, I think the sport made a huge deal and rightfully so, with Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan and, you know, Bubba Wallace. But the surprise team to me has been Daniel Suarez and Justin Marks and those guys. And to add Pitbull into that mix, it just brings a totally different market. I mean, as we look at the demographics, it's a demographic changer. It is a changer. Danica Patrick was. You looked in the grandstands. You saw more little girls. You saw more female fans. I think as we look in the grandstands and we see, you know, Daniel started it with Coca-Cola, Daniel's Amigos, the Hispanics and Latino market that would come to the racetrack to watch Daniel race. And now you throw Pitbull in and his Mr. Worldwide, and everybody knows who he is. And we look at things, and you look in the grandstands, that's a different demographic that this market is, or that the sport is pulling now. And it's because of entertainment and the mix of entertainment and sports.
So Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to be on the debut episode on July 8th of Dinner Drive with Kyle Petty. You two share a common bond in the fact that you were the next generation of, you know, you had your grandfather, Lee, your dad, Richard, that were champions and race winners. Dale had Dale Sr., obviously, Ralph Earnhardt, his grandfather. That is not easy by any means to follow that legacy. So what has that, I guess, relationship been like, even though you have a age difference and now you work together at NBC, but what is that like of sharing that common bond of knowing that you have your own legacy, but there's one that you were born into?
You know what? I think, and I've said this before, and listen, if you know, people know my dad and they know I'm not anything like my dad. I don't look like him. I don't walk like him. I don't talk like him. And you know, Dale Jr. is the same way. If you need Dale Sr., Dale Jr. is his own man. And I think, you know, we look at each other and we understand that. It's just unspoken. We are who we are. Yes, we grew up in the shadow of greatness and went off and did things on our own. But, you know, and that's a part of who we are. Man, he's proud of his dad, and I'm so proud of my dad, and always will be. And that's life. That's the guy that lives around the corner from you, and the guy that works in the grocery store. You know, you're just proud of your parents and who they are. But at the same time, there's a little bit of, you know, when somebody says something, you know the answer. You look at it. And it's funny. I had to ask him when we did Dinner Drive. My first question was, okay, tell me the truth. What's the question you get asked the most in your whole life, that you've been asked your whole life? What is that question? And he's like, yeah, man, what's Dale Earnhardt like? And I'm like, exactly, because I get, what's Richard Petty like? That is the question. So there are things that we have in common and that we share. And it's just that growing up in that shadow, growing up that way. But you know what? I don't think either one of us would change anything. We'd be exactly the people we are no matter what.
A few weeks ago, Hendrick Motorsports became the all-time winningest cup team, passing Petty Enterprises. And, you know, records, as they say, are meant to be broken. But with your family's legacy, I mean, what was that moment like when it happened? You kind of felt like it was going to happen eventually with the way Hendrick has been running as of late, this year especially. But what was that moment like from your perspective?
You know what? I think it was a great moment for the sport, for our family. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, Petty Enterprises and that group and that morphed into Richard Petty Motorsports and what it is. And they've won a few races and few and far between, but not nearly as competitive as my dad was and as our home team was all those years ago. And I jokingly say it, but it's the truth. It's just a different time in the world. Think about this. When Petty Enterprises set that mark, and Richard Petty was a driver, Sears Roebuck was the largest retailer in the world, and you still ordered stuff out of the Christmas catalog. When Rick Hendrick did it, Amazon controls everything. And that's the dynamics. That's the juxtaposition of Sears and Roebuck against Amazon. It's Richard Petty and Petty Enterprises and the way racing was then against what racing is now. So you can't even compare the feats, but what Rick Hendrick has built and what he has done is simply amazing. And I said it at the time, when you looked at Petty Enterprises, it had Richard Petty's fingerprints all over it. And all those wins had Richard Petty's fingerprints all over it. When you look at Hendrick Motorsports, it's the same. It's Rick's personality. It's who Rick is. It's the man Rick is. It's the values that Rick carries. I think it's a great time in the sport, a great day in the sport when records like that are beat, because that shows the sport's still viable. That shows the sport's still growing. And listen, Kyle Larson may be the guy that sets every record from here on out because he only seems to run second or first every week. So Rick's on a roll again, so there's no telling where this number's going to end up.
Yeah, you bring up Kyle Larson. As NBC takes over for the rest of the way, they will have all the races through the championship. Kyle Larson has come on with this huge streak. He's won three races. He just won the All-Star race. You mentioned it's first or second. That seems to be where it is. But is there a driver that you've been watching through the first half of the schedule that you think maybe could challenge him?
If there is, it's inside the Hendrick camp. I think William Byron is a sleeping giant. Yep. I mean, he went on that streak of 10 or 11, you know, top 10 races or whatever, broke Jeff Gordon's record. We talk about record breaking. He broke Jeff Gordon's record on that. So I think you look at it. When that kid busts off a win or two in a row, back-to-back, then look out, because that team has gelled. But then you look at Chase Elliott, who won the championship last year, and he's always right there, too. So I've not seen anything else. I would like to think of Joey Logano. I would like to think of Denny Hamlin. I would like to think of Kyle Busch, somebody from the Gibbs organization. Martin Truex would jump up and be able to contend week in and week out. But we've not seen that over the last, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, and headed into this summer stretch when it's the grind and when it's the tough time, and when you've got to make points to go into our playoff season, the Hendrick guys are controlling everything.
Well, it's definitely going to be fun to watch and see who can challenge. I agree with you on William Byron, though. I think that kid is very, very talented. Dinner Drive with Kyle Petty debuts Thursday, July 8th. At 7 o'clock Central Time, his first guests will be Dale Earnhardt Jr. He'll also have Davis Love III, Darius Rucker, Mario Andretti, Ric Flair, his father, Richard Petty, and much more. Kyle, appreciate the time. It's going to be fun this weekend in Nashville, and we'll be watching on NBC.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Kyle Petty, a longtime driver and the host of Dinner Drive with Kyle Petty, which will be on Circle and Peacock, starting on July 8th. We'll have much more coming from the Nashville Super Speedway. It is Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 105 The Game.